This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 272 in the series. This session shares my conversation with director Karen Ells and soon-to-be director Aaron Rogers, both of the Franklin Senior Center. We had our conversation via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. We discussed meetings going virtual, the 50-plus job seekers, the caregiver support group, a new service from the state about quitting smoking. Daily diversions are available on the Senior Center page. And Nurse Trish is to start balance sessions via Zoom. The big discussion was also about the introduction of meals for breakfast or lunch coming in June as the Curbside Cafe. Stay tuned for more info on that. And a reminder, if you're not on the Senior Center newsletter and or updates listing, please call them at 508-520-4945. If you'd like a wellness check-in call, also please call them at 508-520-4945. Additional information about the Senior Center can be found on the Town of Franklin webpage, and the link is included in the show note. The recording runs about 25 minutes, so let's listen to my conversation with Karen and Aaron. All right, Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM. We're here today with Karen Ells and Aaron Rogers from the Senior Center. Ladies, thank you for joining today. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. You're welcome. In this pandemic period, the seniors are certainly one of the most critical set of community folks. And I know they're missing being at the Senior Center, but just doing some stuff with them. So we just want to share what else you're doing and what they can look forward to. So I'm excited to hear.
Yeah, it is so frustrating because that's the whole point of a Senior Center, is to be with people. And when we do see folks, like I go into the center to drop off medical equipment or pick it up, and it's just so exciting to see somebody, even if they're 6 feet away.
Right.
Of course, we're in touch with folks because we do the reassurance calls, and we are,
yes,
as Aaron can speak to, starting, you know, some Zoom meetings. So it's a really challenging time for us, but we are definitely getting into the fray with Zoom calls and trying to keep up to date with the virtual world.
The virtual world. Yeah. Mm. Because as we've said in some other places, some listeners may be familiar, you know, while we have to do the social distance clearly for a health reason for both sides, the social part of that is still important. So the technology, whether it's a simple phone call or a Zoom call or a Skype or a Google Hangout, a Google Meet, those things still matter.
So they do. I mean, they do.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know when we do our calls, people are so happy to have someone to talk with. And, you know, they usually just want to talk about anything, just get their mind off what's going on, and just a nice social chat. And people are always asking, though, when are you opening back up? Because they really miss their routine and seeing their friends. And
sure.
It's hard to fall out of that routine.
It is. It's definitely a change, and that social aspect, just, you know, you're doing the wellness check-ins, you know, so that's just, hi, how are you doing? What's happening? Those are so important. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And luckily, I mean, when we're doing the calls, we really find that people are having everything they need, you know, thanks to so many other good supports in the community, like the food pantry and Neighbor Brigade and the YMCA. So luckily, we really haven't run into anyone with huge issues. But certainly people, you know, want to chat, and they miss those connections that they have with people.
Right. Yeah, because it certainly reestablishes, you know, that while I feel alone, while I am contained, I am not alone, because we are in it together. And oh, by the way, oh, you're doing the same thing. Oh, it still affects you. You know, then, okay, it's not so bad if we're all in it like this.
Right.
And maybe we value people more now. Maybe we appreciate our interactions, whereas before we might have taken them for granted.
Right. Right. Yeah. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, supposedly, right? Right. So you haven't seen somebody for breakfast for a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden, oh, you're here. You're alive. Great. How are you doing?
Yeah, I've also heard so many comments that people love looking out their window and seeing all the kids playing in their own yards again.
Yes.
You know, we live in such a busy time, and now families are home. They're not going anywhere. And
yes.
They love that, seeing their neighbors and your neighbors that you might not see on a regular basis. Everyone's outside and mm-hmm. friendly. And so that's a nice part of it.
Certainly from a New England-based perspective, that only would happen if you had kind of those big blizzards when everybody was locked down. Then you could see people sliding, building snowmen and snow forts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Fortunately, there's no snow around. We'd have to worry about that.
Right.
Yeah, so Erin has been working on a lot of Zoom projects. Do you want to talk about those, Erin?
Yeah, sure. So we've started slowly, and we've done a couple Zoom coffee hours. And we're starting slowly doing groups with a small number of people people are still kind of getting used to the Zoom. But it's happening. People seem to be figuring it out and they're enjoying it. And it's so nice to see the faces. It's funny when someone turns on, when you see their face, they just light up because it's like another human and it's, it just feels so great. So we started slowly, but now we're picking up and we have more people interested. So I think we're going to do some regularly scheduled coffee hours. I think we're going to do like Wednesday or Thursday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone interested should email us or call the center and get their name added. It's so helpful for us to have people's emails in order to connect. But they're going great. And just, it's a nice way to catch up and see how everyone's been doing. And we're also planning on some more kind of programs in addition to the coffee hours. Ariel Doggett, who works at the Senior Center, is kind of taking on some of those. And she's thinking of planning like some games, maybe some interviews with people, maybe some more different kind of discussion groups about different topics. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So more than just, some people don't want to just come to a coffee hour. They like a more structured program.
Right.
We're excited to get some of those things going.
Yeah. A coffee hour can be just, I just had my cup of coffee. I don't want to go chat. But if there's, some person A wrote a book and that interests me, then maybe I go find something. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we are offering a fitness program. The cardio instructor from the Senior Center is doing a Zoom fitness on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 11 o'clock. So her group is getting back together, which is wonderful. But it's also open to anybody else who wants to do that. So folks can call us for that info or email us.
Or send it to me. We can include it in the show notes and we can share it out for the Franklin Matters readers.
Sure.
And get it out that way. Sure.
There's also a super little tutorial on Zoom that we have on our website, which just is really basic information, but maybe a little easier because it is so
how
basic.
To connect,
and it's a tutorial
on
how to get on Zoom.
Sure.
And I feel like people are motivated to do it. Like, you have to really want to kind of wade through that if you're not so tech savvy, but I think there's motivation now. So
absolutely.
People want to learn to connect.
And people are hearing more about connecting in these different ways. Mm-hmm. So granted, even my mother-in-law, she still has a flip phone. So she was able to connect to the Zoom call. She couldn't see everybody, obviously. But she could at least hear everybody.
So. And that's a great option. So people shouldn't feel left out if they're not able to access Zoom with the computer because you can call in.
Correct.
That's a really important information, I think.
It is. So on the Zoom and virtual meetings, I know I heard through Dale, the virtual coffee hour for the veterans was a good success the first time around. And the next one's already scheduled for June. So that's a good piece.
There's actually another one we're doing. So folks may know we've had a caregiver support group associated with our supportive day program for, my goodness, 12 years now, I think. And they just have gotten to do Zoom online as well. So those are happening on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
So again, if folks want that information, they can call us.
Contact. Yeah, and I'm sure that if I recall, I think it's on a Thursday, at least it appears or rings in our home. Thursdays around noonish or so, we get an automated update from the senior center with a familiar voice saying, these are the updates, go check out the page.
Right. For the folks that aren't online, it's helpful to have all
the reminder. You know,
the updates. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we try to think of any way we can to get the information out to some people. But it's tricky because not everybody has a computer. So we're finding we have to use lots of different methods to kind of get the information.
Yes, right. Totally. And that's where even there was a thread on the Franklin Matters Facebook group on a different topic today. But communications is, at least in my 14 years of experience doing Franklin Matters, it's still an issue because as tried as you might, you think you're doing the right, you're getting it out, you think you're getting to the right target market. Some people still kind of just get missed for some reason. Now, Facebook and its algorithm, that's a whole other story. We won't go there. if you're not on the email, if you're not on the subscription, if you don't visit the page, or maybe if you do, but you just miss something, you know, then it's like it never happened. All of a sudden, well, where did this come from? Well, it was out there. But to your point, if you scatter it and do it as much as possible, then at least if you're aware and somebody's aware and somebody mentions something, they say, there is something happening. Did you see? And that second circle can bring people back in.
Right.
So that's key.
And we're still doing our 50 plus job seekers networking group online. And that was kind of an easier transition. The MCOA has been providing those sessions, and we had been doing them in-house at the senior center, but they took them online, and it's been fairly easy for most people, and it's pretty relevant because certainly job seekers nowadays would need to know this technology for interviews or whatnot. So it's really translating well, and we've had a great response to that. And it's a little different because people really could log on to any session they wanted. So it's not necessarily people right in this geographic area. But the people who had been coming are pretty much trying to stay with the group. So it's nice to stay connected and get that good information out to them.
Well, and with the MCOA, and if that's the right acronym, doing it, while the Franklin session is on Fridays, I think there's a Hopkinton session on Monday. So if it doesn't work on one schedule, he can do it on the other schedule.
Yeah.
Still get into that circle.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And actually, I just got an email from someone today saying they just got a job. So even with everything going on. Yeah. So it's so nice. And it's still helping people. And, you know, it's still worth it to have those types of programs.
Yes. Yeah. Clearly we won't do the economic analysis here. I did have the opportunity to do a job search during that 2008 to 2010 arena, which was a totally different market. This market, clearly, certain industries are hit harder, like the retail and restaurants and service industries because of the pandemic period and the social distancing. That if you're in those spaces, I really, you know, wonder how are you going to, we need to come back slowly, but that's going to be a challenge. But if you're in some other area, you know, especially with a veteran with some tech skills and financial services or whatever, there are opportunities. So, yeah.
Important to remember. There's some other good info on our website too. Someone reached out to us from the State Department of Health. And they are offering 8 weeks. They are offering a quit smoking program.
Oh, okay.
And they can be accessed at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. So that's 1-800-784-8669. And they offer not only support, verbal support through a program, but also 8 weeks of free nicotine products. So nicotine replacement products.
You know, patch or whatever.
Patches, gum, and lozenges. So it is a good time to think about. When I first got the notice, I was like, really? Who's going to pay attention to that? But no, it's actually a great time. It's very relevant because that makes you vulnerable to the virus. So that's something we definitely want to share with folks.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of my other sessions I had was with the Safe Coalition with Jen Knight and Jim Derrick. And obviously they were talking about vaping in that particular case, because vaping can increase the risk of, you know, worsening the conditions from the coronavirus, et cetera. So if somebody's at home and quote in a safe environment, There's a whole other issue as to whether the home truly is safe because of what's going on there in terms of the mental health of the individuals. Yeah. But if they can take the time to stop smoking and get some assistance to do that, then yeah, the health long-term is going to be better off.
Yeah. Definitely. And I think folks know that GATRA is still up and running. So Dial-A-Ride is still taking folks to grocery stores, doctor's offices.
Yep.
They have waived their fees. So,
and they can get them there for senior shopping hours, which is helpful.
Yes. I recall seeing that expansion. And I think you posted that on the website. That was shared as well. So, yep. And when we talked with Dale on the veteran services side, there's another special kind of a veterans drive program that's separate from the Dial-A-Ride that coincidentally was looking for volunteers. So we put a call in that session to, if people want to volunteer, to contact the folk, you know, with whatever the contact info is. I don't have it in front of me now, but they could go back and listen to the Dale Kurtz episode and get some good info.
Sounds good. I also want to remind folks who are able to go online that our website has some really fun stuff. Ariel Doggett, who Aaron mentioned earlier, does daily diversions. So she puts together just really wonderful websites with fun videos or interesting information, historical stuff. It's just brilliant and very comprehensive and real fun. Lots of humor and positivity. So people can go to our website, which is franklinma.gov/FSC, and look for the daily diversions.
Sounds good. Yeah. It was becoming a habit, or at least a routine. Have been tapping into the Governor Baker updates in the last two Fridays. One of the last questions were, you know, well, we got the weekend coming. What movie did you like that you can tease us with? They didn't ask that question today, or did they just ran out of time? So we don't That's have that one to offer here. But yeah, wow. That, something like that, you need a diversion for sure.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we also have some big news, which is we are planning to offer curbside meals at the senior center. That'll be a daily meal, freshly prepared by our cook, and it will be available hopefully, if all goes well, June 1st. We're working on some funding so that we can subsidize them to make them affordable,
and
we're looking forward to it. We're calling it the Curbside Cafe.
Curbside Cafe. Sounds good. Yeah. Got a little ring to it.
Folks won't have to get out of their car. They can just put the meal right in their trunk. And it'll be, I think, a real addition to our community. We want to be sure that folks, if they are anxious or nervous about going to the supermarket to shop, you know, to minimize that. If they're, you know, folks who used our cafe before, I think were less than enthusiastic about making their own meals and took advantage of our ability to do that. So again, this will be all ready to go and really affordable price. So we're excited about offering that.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. I certainly will share that out as well. I know Jamie Helen in our weekly Talk Franklin segment has started teasing that coming up in the most recent session. Yeah. He said that date as well. So yes, it's coming.
And we want to thank the Metro West Health Foundation because they have, Aaron applied for and received a grant from them to help defray the cost of that. So that again, Excellent. We can offer it for a good price point.
Good.
Yeah. Be good to be able to contribute. You know, we are often so many times referring folks to the food pantry and Meals on Wheels and Y. So it'd be nice to be able to contribute. And, you know, this thing goes on.
If it goes on for a little bit more, you'll at least have something in the regular basis. Certainly the schools is providing through the high school with their meal deliveries Monday through Friday. And then Friday they do the weekend backpack program coordinated with the food pantry as well. But yeah, your community was kind of left out, so to speak, but now you'll be able to do that. So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're excited about it.
Yeah, I think people are really going to enjoy it. So I hear so often that people, you know, they're able to get to the grocery store, but just not something they want to do. Or maybe, you know, you might do a big grocery shop and then you go a couple more times per week and people are trying not to do that. So it'll be so convenient.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's exciting. We also have our health and wellness nurse, Trish, Nurse Trish. Everybody knows Nurse Trish.
Yes. Yep. We've done a couple of sessions with her that are available for replay. Yep.
Super job. So she is going to, she does a balance class every month or so, every 2 months. She's going to do that on Zoom so that folks can participate. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Because I think that session normally runs like 4 to 6 weeks, at least in the in-person version. There's a set of exercises and stuff to do that.
Yeah. It's a huge thing for folks. And I think we've put hundreds of people through that class. So it'll be available again.
Good.
Nurse Trish leading.
Yes, definitely.
And Trish is still available too. She has so many regular clients that come and see her to talk about their issues. And she's still available, you know, for consults if people want to speak with her. So even though we're not in person, you know, they can give her a call or they could set up a Zoom meeting if they wanted. So she's excited about that.
And you still have, or you have now, part of the town feature so that when they call and leave a message for you, it ends up in your email.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
nice feature.
It is. We'd be lost without that. I mean, we couldn't do business without it. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
I tell you, Franklin is very technically proficient and has a terrific department behind us, supporting us, the whole town and the schools.
Yes, indeed.
Anything else, Aaron, you can think of?
You know, I know that Maggie Gunderson runs our low vision and deaf and hard of hearing support groups, and she's really been doing a lot with those. They are doing regular calls together as a group and doing like an audio book club. So she is using more of a conference call.
Rather than the Zoom meeting,
The Zoom can be tricky for people with a vision loss.
Yes.
So the conference calls have been going great. And I think they're doing one once a week where they used to just kind of meet once a month, but just to have a little bit more support.
Sure.
So those folks can be particularly isolated. So it's a really nice, a nice thing to connect with.
Yeah. I think they actually do the Zoom for hearing folks.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. Cause that would be an easier one. Yeah.
So she's got everything covered there. It's nice.
So you seem to have covered the spectrum, and you're still certainly providing services. You're doing the wellness check-ins, and if people are not on that list but want to, just call the office number and then leave the message and they can get on the list. Get on the list for the mailings, get on the list for the updates. And then you'll find, other than, you know, through the radio and podcast stuff, you'll also find the updates as to what's coming beyond the curbside cafe, et cetera, as we continue to evolve in this new world.
Right. And we also take quite a few calls for social services. So we are still getting calls about fuel assistance, although that is finished at the end of this month, May. Get calls for SHINE, so health insurance issues, housing. Right. All of those things we are still able to do thanks to the voicemail to email technology.
Yes.
So if anybody has an issue like that, definitely call us. And we have been doing a brisk business in medical equipment. So we are able to still lend out medical equipment. We only do it one day a week, which is Wednesday. But it's been working quite well because we've been both receiving it and giving it out.
Good. So. Yeah. Yeah, because as we've heard, you know, one of the issues with the pandemic is to make sure that the health system didn't get overwhelmed because, oh, by the way, yes, life is still happening. Things still do occur. So somebody would still need, you know, whether it's a cane or walker or wheelchair, whatever. Yeah. Or fortunately, their recovery has such that they don't need to use it anymore. So they can give it back and let somebody else use it. So.
We had a couple of folks who just didn't want their loved one to go to a nursing rehab. Nursing. So they came right home, and that's why they needed medical.
Right.
That might be wise. So.
Yes. Well, good. Thank you for your time. I know you're busy. You may have some other things to do today before you start enjoying maybe the good warm weather for the weekend. I know it's going to be nasty today with some storms coming through, but, you know, then as long as the snow doesn't come, we should have a good weekend.
I'll be happy. Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you, Steve. It's been a pleasure. It always is.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.